When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Full of frustration. Full of despair. From years of hurt, disappointment, and relegation. Two British football fans have had enough. Canary bird Elliot Holman and wanderer Henry Hewitt are in search of glory, pride, passion, in search of silverware. And they found Major League Soccer.
Speaking of silverware, Atlanta could double their MLS Cup silverware in the next few weeks.
They could, but also a lot of other teams could win it as well. It's the playoffs.
Orlando could also double theirs.
From zero to zero.
Yep.
This is the MLS UK show.
Welcome along to the MLS UK show, season 2, episode 22. My name's Elliot Holman.
And I'm Henry Hewitt.
Here's what we have for you on the podcast today. All the reaction to Decision Day and the upcoming playoff action this weekend.
Yes, we've got a crisis right, but this time I'm the presenter.
Henry's in charge this time. Also, the game with the changing name. As always, I've got such a good one for you today.
And it's the MLS Awards. We'll be running through the movers and shakers of an excellent season of MLS.
Let's do it though. Season 2, episode 22 starts now.
Let's go.
Elliot Holman, Henry Hewitt, MLS UK show.
So, business end of the season. It is on. We are there. It's been a long old season.
But what a season. Like, all the drama, everything that's happened, all the stories, all the goals, and there's still more to go with the playoffs. I can't wait for this weekend for them to start off.
Yeah, all kicking off this weekend, of course. Before we get into that, and before we get too serious about anything, let's kick off as we always do with the game with the changing name. This is, of course, where we give you the career path of a player that has played both here in the UK and over in MLS as well. And I've got such a good one today. I can't tell you who it's come from just yet because it will give it away. However, I will share at the end who is responsible for this very, very strong suggestion okay. for today's game with a change in name. So this player, first of all, they were born in Mozambique.
Right, okay. let's go in my head now, open the file. Mozambique soccer players, that's pretty empty.
Yep, it's quite tough. Started his career in Portugal in 1990.
Right.
Okay. So, clubs include PSV,
okay,
Liverpool, and Borough.
Middlesbrough?
Yep.
Okay.
And he moved to MLS in 2007. Any early thoughts? Forget the Mozambique thing, because I know it's difficult. You'd be forgiven for suggesting someone that could potentially have been born in Mozambique.
So
started in Portugal, 1990.
Yeah.
He's played for PSV, Liverpool, one other Premier League club. and Middlesbrough and moved to MLS in 2007.
What position does he play?
Fullback.
I'm struggling at the moment. You'll have to give me some more clues later on. If you think you know, tweet us at MLS UK Show. Send us a screenshot of where you're up to in the podcast and your answer. But yeah, we'll reveal all at the end. But I think at the end, you're going to have to give me more clues on that one.
I'll give you a further clue. He's more famous for having an unnatural hair colour and beard colour.
Okay. I think you've given it me there. I know who it is. I didn't know he played in MLS, actually.
Do you want to have a guess at the other Premier League team?
Everton?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So there we go. I've got it. I've got to try and remember this guy's first name, but I've got his surname. We'll reveal all at the end. Right, so it was an eventful decision day. We were a bit worried at one point that it was going to be a bit boring, a bit drab, but then San Jose equalised against Portland. And to be fair, we can look at it as, oh, there were only two playoff places to be chosen, but they were top four places. And the way the playoffs have now ended up, then there's a few teams who might rue losing on the last game. I mean, that's where we're going to start. LA Galaxy had their now annual
meltdown
at the end of the season. Lost to Houston after losing to Vancouver the week before. They're now facing Minnesota away. I've got two questions to ask you about LA Galaxy.
Okay.
Because if you remember a few weeks ago, Zlatan said, why bother with the regular season?
Yeah.
I'll only turn up at the playoffs when it matters.
Yeah.
So A, do you think Zlatan's going to now turn up? And is he going to make the difference? And B, them playing away in Minnesota, which it's the weather at this time of year is not LA weather, put it that way. Are they going to ruin not getting the wins in the last two games?
Well, Zlatan says this. He's still been scoring. He was still scoring the other day. And I think it's just a very Zlatan thing to say. I don't believe that someone as competitive as Zlatan can just sort of waltz through the regular season and then just go, right, I'm going to try now. Well, because I think we've all seen enough acrobatics and ridiculously insane goals from Zlatan this year that we know he's definitely has been trying. I'll be honest with you, I worry for Galaxy against Minnesota because we'll get onto brackets in a bit, but this is one that I looked at and went, well, Minnesota could easily beat LA.
LA Galaxy have lost 10 away this season. They've won 11 at home.
This is, and I didn't even do that research when I did my bracket, but I instantly looked at that game and thought, well, there's no reason why Minnesota wouldn't win that. And I think a team as big with a history as rich as LA Galaxy should be doing better.
If LA do go out, which I know we've been very negative, of course, LA Galaxy can easily win that game. Zlatan scored a hat-trick, and then we've got LAFC versus LA Galaxy in the next phase.
Yes, please.
If they go out at the weekend, is that it for Zlatan? Does he leave MLS? Does he retire? Or would he stay for one more season?
I mean, it's hard to count the guy out, isn't it? You would not want to be the one that goes on a podcast and says, well, that'll be Zlatan finished, because you're going to be made to look really stupid. I would imagine that he's certainly got that to think about. I think 100% he's going to want to go out on a high. He's going to want that MLS Cup. And I think Galaxy have not done themselves any favours in their final finishing position, because I think they could have found themselves in a much stronger position with a much easier, more winnable game and a clearer path to the final.
Yeah, well, they took the lead against Houston, lost 4-2 in the end, wasn't it? It's the fine margins at any time of the season, but especially decision day.
But you can't say they weren't warned, because we had this last year. They just missed out last year. Was it by a point?
Yeah, so losing to Houston on the last game.
It's just what they do. So want to see them go well. I feel like with Galaxy, as somebody who sort of used to cast an eye over to MLS years ago, Galaxy were obviously dominating a lot. You look at LAFC just rocking up and taking over Atlanta, just rocking up 2 years in, winning an MLS Cup. I think LA Galaxy need to put their stamp back on this league a little bit. And this is a massive opportunity. And as we just said, it's disappointing that their season ended like that.
So elsewhere in the Western Conference, in the playoffs, it's Seattle versus FC Dallas. And then Real Salt Lake versus Portland Timbers. Yep. FC Dallas and Portland were the two sides that got in on decision day, meaning San Jose and Colorado were eliminated. Of course, Colorado is a long shot for them to go through anyway.
Less than 1% chance Colorado had.
We did predict that. We predicted that it would be San Jose to fall out. But Portland and FC Dallas, are they contenders, would you say, to get to the latter stages?
I think we just had this conversation before we started the podcast, and I've seen so much analysis going into these MLS games. People are doing their brackets, and even on the MLS website, if you look on there right now, you've got experts helping you out, talking you through history and tactics and why this team could beat this team. It's MLS. We do predictions every single week. We all know that anyone can beat anyone. But on face value, I think you have to say that Portland and Dallas are potentially the weaker sides in this Western Conference. I think Minnesota are dark horses. I think RSL never, ever get as much credit as they deserve. They're there once again. Dallas, for me, could surprise us, but I think they've done very well with what they've got. I think they've done well to get this far.
Well, we said it was going to be a transition season for them.
Yeah. And to still make the playoffs in that transition season, very, very good.
Yeah, very good. But also RSL, they obviously changed the manager halfway through the season. They've still managed to finish third, so they'll be happy with that. We're going to do an MLS season review at some point after the MLS Cup final. But just a quick word on some of the teams that have been eliminated.
Really?
Well, San Jose, Colorado, Houston, SKC and Vancouver Whitecaps. I think I know the answer to this, but who have been the most disappointed out of them?
It's easy to say. I mean, San Jose going out, they just had to beat Portland. We watched this game. We did a takeover on our Twitter called MLS You Say, where we were tweeting our way through the San Jose Portland game. And I don't think they can complain about the result. Mm. I think it showed that there is a little bit of a golfing class between Portland and San Jose currently. I think Portland were very much on top. But for me, I don't look at San Jose. I think if I'm looking at San Jose and I'm saying, oh, they missed out on the final day. I want to look at teams like Vancouver and SKC who were just never even in contention. It's been a dreadful season.
Yeah, well, that's when I said I think I know the answer. I thought he was going to go with SKC. But yeah, I think you're right. And San Jose have done really well. Cause remember the start they had as well for them to go to the last game. But SKC, Vancouver, to be fair, we say FC Dallas was a transition season. Same for Vancouver Whitecaps, you've got to say. So it's not, for me, it's not as much of a surprise for them to finish bottom. SKC, you can look at the Champions League as it affected them. They got the furthest, remember. But with the players they've got, 38 points and finishing 11th, 10 points off the playoffs, that's a poor showing. They've got to do much better next season.
It's not good enough. We'll get into hirings and firings very soon, but Orlando didn't make the playoffs. They pulled the trigger straight away. And I think there's a lot of teams, especially maybe in the West, when we're looking at the Vancouvers and the SKCs, that have got a lot to answer for.
So, speaking of Orlando, moving over to the East, in the playoff places, the seven teams we already knew who were in the playoffs. That didn't go to decision day. What was up for contention was the top four. Now, New York City had already won. The Eastern Conference. Atlanta, Philadelphia were already in the top four. We just needed places. Atlanta won. Philadelphia now finished third. It was Toronto, DC United, New York Red Bulls.
Mm.
And Toronto,
against all odds,
against all odds, have got into fourth place. I need to say as well, they will be taking the MLS UK show, unofficial championship, into the playoffs.
Thank goodness for that.
They beat Columbus Crew 1-0. What's your thoughts on that? Because Toronto FC, we've been looking at DC United, understandably, with the UK connection and how this season is much better than previous seasons. And yet, they now are going into the playoffs on the back of a 0-0 draw against Cincinnati.
Mm.
Are Toronto the team to watch now?
I think they are. I think Toronto finishing where they did is not a surprise. I think the fact that it was so unlikely that they'd finished there a couple of weeks ago was the surprise. If you look at the Toronto roster, they've got depth everywhere. They've got some real talent. And I'm even talking Yeah, I'm talking about on the wing. Sometimes they don't even use them. They've got wing players that they can't fit into the squad. You know, they've got so much in the middle of the park. Guys like Liam Fraser struggling to get a game. There's so much in that roster, and they improved it over the year as well, adding Gonzalez at the back. I really think it's not a surprise where they finished. I just think it's maybe a surprise that it took them so long to get there.
Red Bulls were the other team who could have finished fourth. They ended up having a horrendous last game. They lost at Montreal Impact. Mm. Considering that last season they got the record points total, we're talking, 71 points? Was it 70 points? They've ended up this year, they're in the playoffs, but on 48 points. What's changed? Why have they slipped so much? And now going into the playoffs, I don't see many people picking Red Bulls to do anything, really.
No, I think the key thing, you can look at Brian White, you can look at Tom Barlow, who joined us on the show a few weeks back. Yes, they came in. Yes, they did a really good job. And I mean a really good job. Tom Barlow was at Red Bulls too. He wasn't even in the fold just a few months ago. Done a really good job. But BWP was out for so long. And then when he returned, he was fit again. He was fit to play. He didn't just get a couple of minutes. He was kept on the bench. He didn't sort of start a game and then come off. He was just frozen out because White and Barlow were playing. And I just think if you've got BWP, you miss him. You need somebody like that who you've relied on last year. You need him available and you need him fit. And I don't think he's the same player now. It's easy to pin it all on the star striker. And I know it's not very deep analysis, but I believe that this made such an impact to their season.
We don't know, obviously, the ins and outs of BWP. We know he was injured, but we don't know why he's not played as much since he's been back. But for me, he seems like a player that needs that run of form. Like, he's obviously getting older now, and I think it's difficult in any league, let alone MLS, to just come in, play 20 minutes and get a goal. It's quite difficult. You've got to get yourself into the game. The pace of a game is quite, you know, it's a very pacey league. It's up and down. So maybe BWP at his age, it doesn't really suit him coming off the bench and having 20 minutes here and there. But obviously the manager has decided that he doesn't want to give him 70 minutes. He wants to give him 20 minutes. We don't know how the injury is affecting him. Maybe he needs that little bit extra time to get up to speed.
Well, at his age, maybe he does, and that's understandable. But I think maybe it's what he contributes off the field as well as on it for them, maybe. You know, a very, very talismanic, going to say it with more confidence, talismanic player that brings so much to the side. I think the only argument that you can have against Chris Armas, the coach, is that look at that squad again, like similar to Toronto, you've got the likes of Long at centre-back who's been linked with moves away. They've got Tim Parker. They've got Amro Tarek. There's three centre-backs. Now, unless you play three at the back, one of them has to miss out, or Tarek goes to left-back, but then you've got Kamar Lawrence. They've got so much talent in the roster. When you're looking at wingers, even Josh Sims has joined on loan from Southampton. There's so much talent everywhere. I just think no matter how good Barlow does or how good White does, there's not that big, big pin-up central focus, somebody that's really going to lead that line up top if BWP's absent. And I just think that's the only place they could have improved.
So a word on New England Revolution. They go into Atlanta in the playoffs. They lost 3-1 at Atlanta on the last game of the season. Revolution's got the toughest game, I would say, in the playoffs. Is that right?
100%. I think this is the only... There's two ways to look at this, right? I look at that game and I think that Atlanta v New England Revolution is the easiest game to call. But I can also tell you why I'm wrong. It's stupid. Because New England Revolution were... Look at the mess they were in just a few months back. You know, since Arena's come in, I mean, give this guy Coach of the Year. Like, look what he's done. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And so it seems stupid for me to say to you, oh, well, Atlanta are obviously going to win that. Because actually, New England Revolution have proved everybody wrong. They've managed to get to the playoffs. They've played some very good stuff, actually, as well, on their way. They've not just been ugly wins. They've done very, very well. And so there's definitely an argument that I'm 100% wrong in saying that Atlanta are going to wipe the floor with them, because actually, they've proved us wrong for half this MLS season so far.
Right, we'll be going through our predictions and our bracket challenge predictions later on. Just to round off Decision Day, of course, the last episode you heard our predictions. Elliot going up against my girlfriend Poppy, who does the kit reviews. Yeah, she, you did beat her. So it's now 9-4, I think, to you over the season. I do have to say, though, what was the one result that you said that would never happen?
Can't remember. I've got them all here. Go on, which one, and I'll play
the DC United FC Cincinnati one.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Okay, second is DC United versus FC Cincinnati. Oh, my God, it's going to get worse. Okay, I'm going to say it's going to be a 2-2. Yeah, 2-2.
A two draw,
yeah. And it happened. A 2-2,
and it was 0-0. So she got 5 points for getting the correct outcome, and you were like, "Never happened. Cincinnati aren't gonna." And they even went down to 9 men as well.
I'm
so
just disappointed that it wasn't a 2-2 draw.
It was a 0-0.
It was a no draw.
MLS UK show with Elliot Holman and Henry Hewitt.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.